This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. The debate over immigration has dominated the headlines in recent weeks. Funding for President Trump's proposed wall along the U.S.-Mexico border led to a partial government shutdown. Against that backdrop, students at one North Texas Catholic high school spent the past week in a campus-wide conversation about immigration, from government policies to personal stories. Students at John Paul II High School in Plano sit around a table talking. They're casually dressed in t-shirts, jeans, and sneakers. The conversation they're having, though, not so casual.
What about you, John? What was your most interesting slash impactful thing you learned?
I didn't realize that, like, the immigration system was so complex and that, like, people have to wait 20 years to even get, like, an interview to, you know, become a citizen.
Those are sophomores Manasa Srinivasa and John Whittemore. Getting Manasa, John, and other students to open up and dive into a complex, polarizing topic is the goal of the school's Solidarity Week. Last year, students focused on racism. It's part of the Be Golden campaign, an initiative launched by the Catholic Diocese of Dallas. It's partnered with the City of Dallas and other groups to spread a message to follow the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated.
We look to the fundamental teachings of the church and the gospel and the way we are to respond to our neighbor, and we let that be our jumping point.
That's Sammy Argumanis. He's director of campus ministry and Catholic identity at John Paul II. The lessons students are learning are rooted in the Catholic teachings of solidarity.
Immigration is first and foremost a human issue, and in particular, we want to live that solidarity on campus.
Eugenio Montemayor, a senior, was one of nine students and staff who shared their immigration stories. He says he wanted to clear up misperceptions about Mexican immigrants. Eugenio was born in Monterrey and lived there until he was 10. His family came to the U.S. in part because of his dad's job, but he says there were other reasons for the move.
We received, you know, like multiple threats, and it became very unsafe for us to live there, so we had to move. Like, even close family friends had been kidnapped, and a lot were brought back safely, but there were a couple that were murdered.
During the week-long symposium, students also heard from a priest, Bishop Edward J. Burns, and a couple of immigration attorneys. George and Michelle Rodriguez offered a lesson in immigration law. The husband and wife sit on the bishop's immigration task force. George Rodriguez told students it doesn't matter where they stand on the hot-button issue. What's important is coming together to talk about it and build a common understanding.
Why is this conversation so important? Because the conversation that's taking place right now in our country is so polarizing. We've become so tribal. The narrative that is being placed out there is very negative.
Just the mention of the word immigrant, he says, can stir up negative images. Rodriguez reminded students not to let the debate over the border wall overshadow the lessons learned during Solidarity Week.
It's not about a specific policy. It's not about the wall. And it's definitely not about open borders. It's about treating people with dignity, treating each other with humanity. Understanding that there's certain things within our Catholic faith that we believe in.
Rodriguez told students that they don't have to be Catholic or even a person of faith to treat people with compassion. Stella Chavez, KERA News.